Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Want some bad news?
Nope. What else you got?
Too bad.
Any good?
I got a little nervous when the Bruins announced that general manager Don Sweeney was going to address the media at 11:15. Well, he's talking now. David Pastrnak underwent a procedure on his left thumb. He's out for 2 weeks.
Not great. 2 weeks, though, you can stomach, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
You know?
I mean, except these things never seem to...
No.
He had surgery. Now, when they say 2 weeks, that's at least 2 weeks, obviously.
Right.
Had surgery on his left thumb. Out at least 2 weeks. I just... Yeah, just when you think they're finally going to...
No, I know. That's the thing.
Kick the injury bug to the curb and move on from there.
Not possible. It seems like they're always dealing with somebody or a bunch of guys that are hurt. Are they going to be able to score goals without him, is the question.
Well, that's a huge question. You know, they reconfigured the lines. They stuck him on a line with David Krejci and Peter Cehlárik. They left Marchand and Bergeron together, obviously. I don't know what happened to him. Suffered a thumb injury. Had surgery. Out at least 2 weeks. I bet when this thing is all said and done, it's probably going to be a month.
Now, does this make them more likely to make a trade or not? Because I think you kind of just have to, since he's not out for the season, I don't think you need to go nuts. And I still wouldn't want to give up young guys and high draft picks for rental players. But the trade deadline is on the 25th, so we're now less than 2 weeks away. And do you say, hey, we need to get another goal scorer here just to make up for Pastrnak? When in reality, they need another goal scorer, you know, with Pastrnak.
According to Marissa Ingemi, who covers the Bruins for the Boston Herald, you'll love this. Pastrnak fell leaving a sponsorship dinner.
I'm sorry? He fell after a dinner?
Yeah.
What kind of drinks were they serving?
He and his teammates were leaving the event.
Yeah.
He fell.
Okay.
They will reevaluate in 2 weeks. They'll have a better timeline then. He can skate in 10 days.
He fell after dinner? Rossi, when was the last time that happened to you?
I tripped one time falling downstairs.
A dinner?
Yeah, it's happened. It's
were
an
you,
accident.
On were the you rug, sober you, as a bird, or were you...
I don't really recall that
yeah,
part.
There you
but,
go.
Evidently, that answers that
there
question.
There you go. That's all I was looking for.
Keith, how did you step out of the private plane? Did you slip there?
Like a million bucks. Like I own the place. Walking out of there just fine, thank you.
Had the fur coat on.
Well, it's like John Wall.
He looked like Clyde Frazier coming off the plane.
Felt really good. Felt great. I guaranteed Patriots victory. Walked right to Radio Row. It was a beautiful thing. But didn't John Wall rip up his leg at his house? Just like fell down.
And they're saying 12
months.
Yeah,
he's out for a year. That's like a baseball injury. Like a baseball player would hurt himself after a dinner. A baseball player would be like, oh, that was a great T-bone steak. Wow! Dead. That would happen to a baseball player. Hockey player? Come on. That's pathetic. That is really, really sad. But 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, reevaluated in 2 weeks.
All right,
weeks.
Okay.
He's going to be out a month.
All right, so
I mean, let's
even
just
if he's,
get
out,
real
even
about
if he's
it.
Out a month, I mean, aren't they, they're secure enough in a playoff spot. It isn't the reality. Wouldn't they actually prefer to be the wild card seed than the three seed in the division, just the way the stupid playoff formula is?
Well, the irony, of course, is that going into tonight's game against the Chicago Blackhawks, they're 1 point behind Toronto for second place in the Atlantic Division.
Yeah, you could probably kiss that goodbye.
Yeah,
not that they automatically lose tonight. I mean, Chicago, although Chicago's playing really well, even though they're last place in their division, they've won seven in a row. So I don't know what woke them up. But
according to Don Sweeney, he and several teammates attended a sponsorship dinner on Sunday night.
Jeez.
They played a 3 o'clock game, and evidently there was some sponsorship dinner afterwards.
Had a nice little dinner.
According to the Bruins, at about 11:30, while walking to his transportation,
oh boy,
Pastrnak fell and injured his left thumb.
Oh.
Now the Bruins,
what?
In the ominous note department, the Bruins said, team will know better in 2 weeks. but Pastrnak is expected to return and play this season.
Huh?
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to his return, whatever it may be. So he had a big dinner with some sponsors and then wiped out and landed on his thumb or tried to catch himself on his thumb. So he broke his thumb? Is that what we're dealing with?
Or just they didn't say broken, they said, you know, like a tendon thing. Injured his thumb.
Well, that's not ideal.
Freak accident, injured his thumb, needed surgery.
But at least it's one of those injuries where you can stay in shape, you know, because sometimes it's you're out 2 weeks and then you get back on the ice. Like, he can skate with this injury.
Apparently in 10 days, they'll allow him to skate again.
Yeah. So there you go. But that's not great.
No.
And they're not going to be able to score goals. So if they can win some one zips, some two ones, that's what they're going to need without him.
So, sorry to be the bearer of bad tidings, but as soon as the Bruins said that Don Sweeney was going to speak at 11:15,
yeah, what's this about?
You then thought that it was one of two things, either an injury or a trade.
Yeah.
And it turned out
injury may lead to a trade.
Well, he did say during the course of speaking to the media, he has been taking trade calls, they've been making trade calls, they're continuing. He said this injury to Pastrnak doesn't change anything
it
about
really
what they're approaching. And
it really shouldn't. Now, if he was out for the year, that's different.
Oh, yeah.
Then you would say, forget it. Don't trade any of these young guys. This season's over. Right? I mean, he's your top goal scorer. He's one of your three consistent forwards. So, no, I would say it's not happening. But the fact that he's coming back, you need to add somebody to play on the second line, maybe the third line, whatever. Maybe both. You could use some help regardless. So, hopefully, They stay the course.
So that's the updated news from the Bruins' perspective. David Pastrnak had surgery yesterday. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks, able to skate in 10 days and, you know, go from there. Were you a bit surprised yesterday? I will admit that I was. With the news from the Cleveland Browns that they signed Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, I was, because we hadn't heard a word about Kareem Hunt in a while. It was kind of
because the NFL hasn't completed its investigation yet.
Well, they're getting there, Dale. I trust them. It's the NFL.
By the way, they haven't spoken to Kareem Hunt either yet.
No, but I did like the release by the Browns. You know, this whole bag of crap. And, like, you think he's going to help your team. That's what it is. They're going on about. But the whole thing about, you know, second chances and you know, John Dorsey has known Kareem Hunt since the draft process a few years ago. He knows what kind of person he is and blah, 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 whatever. But I'm not surprised that some team took a shot at him. We've talked about this all along.
I'm surprised they did before they
really
know what's going to happen.
Oh.
I mean, not that a team gave him another chance. I'm not surprised. I expected that would happen. When you've got a lot of talent, you'll get another chance.
Yeah.
But nobody even knows at this point. The NFL investigation isn't complete. By the way, they haven't spoken to Kareem Hunt. Everybody, it's kind of a foregone conclusion. He will be suspended. Neither the Cleveland Browns nor we have any idea how long that's going to be for. This is one of those things where, again, it was on video.
Yeah. And so John Dorsey, this is so he's the GM. Probably saw him on Hard Knocks. They came out with a statement. This was released on Twitter. My relationship and interaction with Kareem since 2016 in college was an important part of this decision-making
because
process.
Because Dorsey drafted him.
He was in Kansas City. Yes.
Yeah.
But we then did extensive due diligence with many individuals, including clinical professionals, to have a better understanding of the person he is today and whether it was prudent to sign him. There were two important factors. One is that Kareem took full responsibility for his egregious actions and showed true remorse. And secondly, just as importantly, he is undergoing and is committed to necessary professional treatment and a plan that has been clearly laid out. I mean, I don't know if I buy any of that. Like, I think that could all be crap.
I mean, of course, what we're told is he's had alcohol.
Remember he did that interview?
Alcohol, you know,
he did that
education,
interview with Lisa Salters.
Anger management.
Yeah,
please. What I saw was a video in which he pushed down and kicked a woman.
Kicked a woman.
And it's kind of unequivocal. And even those people who always try to make excuses, usually fans of a team. Cleveland Browns fans are now trying to say, hey, you don't know what she did.
Well, they were all probably talking trash about him before when he was on the Chiefs, and the Chiefs cut him, and then now he's on the Browns, so now you have to defend him. John Dorsey continued, we fully understand and respect the complexity of questions and issues in signing a player with Kareem's history and do not condone his actions. Given what we know about Kareem through our extensive research, we believe he deserves a second chance, but certainly with the understanding that he has to go through critical and essential steps to become a performing member of this organization, aside from what the NFL determines from their ongoing investigation. We fully understand that Kareem is subject to discipline by the NFL. Here at the Browns, There is a detailed plan with expectations laid out that he understands and must follow because any similar incident will not be tolerated. We will support Kareem through this process and utilize our resources, however permitted, to help him become successful on and off the field as long as he continues to show the commitment necessary to represent this organization. I just read all that and was like, he is available.
He's really good.
He's a good player and he's cost controlled. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to help our team, and we're signing him now before another team does. We don't know what the punishment is, but if you wait until the punishment, there's probably going to be more teams involved.
So if you take a knee, you can't ever play in the NFL again.
Not true.
But if you push down a woman and kick her, we'll find a place for you to play somewhere.
So I don't know if that's true, because Eric Reed just signed another contract with the Panthers.
Right.
And he, of course, famously also took a knee. He was the first guy with Kaepernick to take a knee. I think Kaepernick has sort of become his own. He's in a category all to his own, because there's a lot of guys who have taken knees that are still in the league. I think doesn't Kenny Stills take a knee like every game for the Dolphins, or at least close to it? And just nobody talks about it anymore. But there's still guys who take a knee. We talked about this before. I forget who the player was. Maybe even Ben Kaepernick. But you look at how talented the player is, and then you combine it with what kind of distraction you think it'll be for your team. And I'm with you. Taking a knee and hitting a woman shouldn't even be in the same conversation
No.
at all. But the way the NFL operates, they are. And the reality is, Ray Rice, there was a video of him hitting a woman, happened to be his, I think, then-fiancé. And then he got cut and then after all that came out, and he eventually never signed again. Because the league thought he was done as a player. Go back to his last season. He was terrible. Whereas Kareem Hunt, the talent, or at least what you're expecting to get out of him, I think outweighs the backlash. And because something else is going to pop up, and then Kareem Hunt's going to be out there on the field next year. There'll be a couple of people that probably protest, a couple of people that are annoyed. The Browns get a little bit of bad PR. But then you got Kareem Hunt as your starting tailback as soon as he's off the suspension list. So I'm not surprised at all that he signed with the team. I just, the timing of it, I didn't know when it was going to happen. And so yesterday when I read that, I was like, oh, there it is.
I mean, I don't know what the NFL will do. I mean,
6-game suspension. That's my guess right now.
And theoretically, they could suspend him for the season. We don't know.
Could.
Maybe the Cleveland Browns have got some back channel thing. Hey, psst, can you
What's
give us an idea?
Here?
Can you tell us?
Maybe.
How many games are we talking about here? The idea that he's on the commissioner's exempt list and is still eligible to be signed seems weird to me. If you're on the exempt list, shouldn't you not be eligible to be signed?
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? Now, isn't that the case? Is Josh Gordon on that list too? And like Martavis Bryant? Are they on that list for a different reason?
They are.
I think so.
Well, no, in Gordon's case, he's suspended, right? And in Hunt's case, he hasn't yet been suspended.
Oh, right. Gordon and Martavis Bryant have to like reapply.
Exactly.
Yeah, Hunt, they're still waiting on it. But think about this. I mean, even if he sits out all of next season, you'd get him. He's 23 right now.
He's young.
You'd get him back.
Really talented.
You know, Le'Veon Bell just sat out a whole year, and there's going to be teams going after him. So, yeah, Kareem Hunt, again, not a guy I would want to hang out with. I wouldn't leave him in a room alone with my wife, but as far as football is concerned, he's one of the best running backs in the league. So somebody was going to give him an opportunity. It just happens to be the Browns.
Would you want it to be a team that you root for?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be fine with that. If the Patriots needed a running back, I would say they should have gone after Kareem Hunt.
And obviously.
They don't.
They don't. They're fine. But my point is, and Bill Belichick seems to be able to sell ice to the Eskimos here.
Yeah.
If he says, this is what I'm going to do, Patriots fans generally say, attaboy, Bill.
If Kareem Hunt was a wide receiver, I would say they should get him because there's a need there. I think, with the exception of Edelman, they're all free agents.
Yeah.
So you don't even have any. So I would say, yeah, with that talent and with that price, again, I'm not running out and buying a Kareem Hunt jersey. I'm not going to be that guy. But if he helps my team win football games, that's really all that matters.
I guess the question here is, when will the NFL? How long does it take, by the way?
They
spent how many millions of dollars on the Wells report and then convened Supreme Court justices?
That was more important,
all right,
apparently.
That's an exaggeration on my part.
They were getting there.
But
they were close.
Yeah.
They weren't far away from that.
So they got all of their ducks in a row and then completely screwed up the Tom Brady suspension. How long does it take for the Kareem Hunt thing? I mean, this was October? No, November.
Wasn't this 2 years ago, though? Like the
no,
actual
but I'm
incident?
When
yeah, yeah, yeah. When we heard about it.
When we saw the it was November.
crazy.
And by the way, how hard is it to get a hold of Kareem Hunt?
Not hard.
Well, evidently, John Dorsey can.
John Dorsey did. In fact, Kareem Hunt issued a statement, too, that they put out from the Browns page, too. And so Kareem Hunt... So remember he did the interview with Lisa Salters, which I thought was not
just
great.
Stupid.
Not great on his part. So here is his statement. First off, I would like to once again apologize for my actions last February. What I did was wrong.
So basically a year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah.
That is not the man I was raised to be, and I've learned a great deal from that experience and certainly should have been more truthful about it after the fact. I'm extremely grateful for John Dorsey, Dee and Jimmy Haslam, and the Cleveland Browns organization are granting me the opportunity to earn their trust and represent their organization in the best way possible on and off the field. I'm committed to following the necessary steps to learn and to be a better and healthier person from the situation. I also understand the expectations that the Browns have clearly laid out and that I have to earn my way back to the NFL. I'm a work in progress as a person, but I'm committed to taking advantage of the support systems that have been in place to become the best and healthier version of myself, which he did not write, but somebody did for him.
Of course he did.
Slapped his name on it.
In fact, maybe honestly, his agent wrote it. It may be the world. Cleveland Browns who wrote it.
Yeah, exactly. What was that?
Honestly, I just want to let the world know, you know, how sorry I am for my actions. And, you know, it's been a tough time for me. And I'm extremely embarrassed because of that video.
Kareem.
I'm extremely embarrassed it came out.
I'm embarrassed, but, right.
I mean, I know what I did last February, by the way.
Right.
I was there. I know exactly what happened. I'm just embarrassed. Now the video's out.
Not smart.
Now the Chiefs said, you got to go.
Right, the Chiefs got rid of them.
The Browns know probably as much as the Chiefs knew at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're good. Come on in.
Well, they were really more mad. The Chiefs, it kind of came out this way, that they were more mad that he lied to them than that he did
sure.
that.
Okay. Yeah, you go to him and say, Kareem, there's a report did you do that?
No, I
didn't do that. No. Like,
I'm definitely not that type of person.
Okay.
Well, you were once that we know of.
Well, then there's all those other fights. Now, at least those other fights were with men, but there was a bunch of other incidents that came out after the fact.
What are the chances that this guy has legitimately turned his life around? He's had alcohol training now. He's had anger management training. And there will never, ever be another incident with Kareem Hunt's name attached to it again.
10%.
Maybe less.
10%.
I mean, if you pointed out, the thing last February wasn't an isolated incident.
No, it wasn't. And so that one happens to be on tape. So, I don't know. But do you think he plays games this year for the Browns?
Probably.
Yeah, I think they do.
Because I don't think he'll get suspended for a whole year. I'm not going to be shocked if he gets suspended for half a season.
Could be. Yeah, it could be.
Because, again, let's be honest, the fact that it's on videotape means the NFL has to come down harder. Not that what he did would be any worse if there was no videotape,
right?
Or any better, I should say, if there was no videotape, but they can't deny what they see.
I'm a little surprised it was them, too, because Nick Chubb, who they drafted high in the second round last year, once they really gave him the job, was pretty good. But, I mean, not that every team uses just one running back, but Duke Johnson wasn't bad. So I'm kind of surprised that of all the teams to go after him, it'd be them. Now, then again, the connection with John Dorsey, I guess, makes sense. They have a pretty good offense anyway, but there he is.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Do we have a Kiefer Madness today?
You better believe it, though.
It is a Tuesday.
Yeah, it is a Tuesday.
You know, my days of the week are a little mixed up because I haven't been back a lot,
yeah.
but I seem to remember that's what we do on Tuesdays.
We sure do.
That's coming up at 12:30. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WEEI.
Follow Dale on Twitter at Dale E. Arnold. This is Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Listen, I certainly believe in 12th chance. And, and I have defended from Greg Hardy on down guys re-entering the league. And so I'm all for that. But at some point, the NFL has to be wise and understand what position they're in and what's best for the league. And so, again, Kareem Hunt was going to play in the NFL again this year. It's just a matter of when. And if I were the league, I would have forbid, hey, no one can cut a deal with Kareem Hunt until our investigation is complete and until we have suspended him. And let that happen in March or April or whenever. I just think this is different than what Reuben Foster and the Washington Redskins. This thing is on tape. There's no question about right or wrong. This isn't a he said, she said.
It's Jason Whitlock, and I happen to agree with everything he said.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he hit the nail on the head here. I mean, presumably, John Dorsey and the Cleveland Browns, if they were the front runners to sign Kareem Hunt now, they'd be the front runners in March or whenever it is. It seems to me that if you're on the commissioner's exempt list, isn't it sort of self-evident? No, you can't negotiate a contract with anybody.
Yeah, it's really strange. And you're wondering why, like, we have known about this for a really long time. And so even if you want to say the NFL was really slow to get this information, okay, fine. But still, they've had several months. And you can't have anybody investigate it while the season's going on after the playoffs.
Let's play it out here, okay? Once you see the videotape,
what more is there?
Doesn't it sort of shorten your investigative period here?
Yes.
You know, when Ray Rice, there was discrepancies and you know, did she do this? Did she say something to him? Did she push him? Okay, you got a lot of stuff you got to sort out. Then the videotape comes out and you say, okay, never mind. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, I don't understand how the league hasn't gotten together at any point over the last few months and said, okay, we know he's not on our team right now, but whoever signs him has to know that he will be facing a 6-game suspension, 8-game suspension, whatever else it is. How do you not just put that out there? And then now it's this weird spot where these teams, there are probably other teams that were interested too, but they're like, well, what's going on here? Like, we're getting ready to start our offseason. We're trying to figure out, you know, depth charts and salary caps and everything else. What's the deal with this guy? And they're like, well, he's on the commissioner's exempt list, which I feel like was just created. Didn't that pop up with Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson? I don't think that was a thing prior to them.
Like it, yeah.
I think they were like, well, I don't know. We don't have a rule for this. So let's just put them on this list, and then we'll gather information and the ongoing investigation. I mean, how many times can you hear ongoing investigation? Like, what are you guys doing?
And how long does ongoing entail?
It's indefinite.
For the NFL, it's till we're damn good and ready to
right.
tell you.
Exactly. So I don't know how much longer this is going to take, but it was, you know, the Cleveland Browns who are building a nice team, by the way. They finally got rid of Hugh Jackson. They got a really good team. They turned things around. They made themselves very competitive last year. They're sort of a trendy pick to, you know, have a run in the playoffs next year. And they added a guy who led the league in rushing his rookie year and then was having a solid year last year until, I think it was, what, after week 11 or 12 that they cut him loose.
I mean, Whitlock's point about, you know, getting second chances, I don't have an issue with that either, by the way. Now, there may be some things for which I don't think you can get a second chance.
Right.
Anything that involves, like, Adrian Peterson would not have had a second chance for me. You're involving a kid, right. A little kid here. We're done. You know, you don't have the right to play in my league anymore.
Yeah, see, I mean, I'm more with Whitlock in the sense that all those guys, they're not in jail. I feel like the league, you know, they have an opportunity there. And again, I'm not saying everybody would want to cheer for him. You're right. They become very hard to cheer for a lot of times, a lot of these guys. But if they're available there, all these guys are just trying to do is build the best team possible, get the most talent possible, and win games. That, to me, is the name of the game. That, to me, is the be-all, end-all. And maybe people feel differently, but if there's some bad guys, there's bad guys that we don't even really know about that are on your team. There are some bad guys that you do know about, and if they're available and they can help you like Kareem Hunt, then take a chance.
617-779-7937. Harry's on the cell phone. Hey, Harry.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's going on?
So there's a lot of things wrong with this because everything seems to fall on Kareem Hunt, but there was no police investigation. If it wasn't for TMZ, like, no one would have known anything. Okay, so what he did was bad, but didn't she attack him first?
Attack?
Right? She attacked him?
She started the altercation, correct? Isn't that what happened?
What does it matter?
Well, the thing is, okay, had he not have kicked her, it wouldn't have been as big a deal as it was. Like, he really went one kick too far with this whole thing.
Well, he went way too far even before that. He was, like, charging at her. Are you kidding me? It was more than just the kick.
All right. So he made a mistake, okay? So
right.
Are we going to crucify this guy? Like, you're going to punish him?
You're going to punish him. Yeah, you should punish
him.
He
hasn't been punished yet.
What's the punishment, Ben?
Right, but there was mistakes all across the board.
Stop. I mean, honest to God, Harry, you sound like an apologist for people who batter women.
No,
stop with
no,
this
no,
mistakes
no,
across
no,
the
no,
board. board. He pushed her down and kicked her, Harry. Wake the hell up.
Everybody's to blame.
No, Harry, he's to blame.
He's to blame.
He's to blame.
Yes.
So if she never came after him.
Oh, my God, Harry. Honest to God.
No, but what if it was a guy? What if that was
it? Wasn't,
it wasn't a guy, Harry.
It wasn't. It was a woman like half his size. It wasn't a guy.
I know. I'm just saying, though. Like,
no, but again, that's not the point. We don't need to live in hypotheticals because we saw the video. We know exactly what happened with who was involved.
Right, but there was no resume. There was no police report. There was no nothing. The NFL.
Listen, I'm not saying the Cleveland police did their job either.
You've seen the video, Harry. Do you need a police report to verify what your eyes showed you?
No, but why weren't they involved? That's what I'm saying.
Harry, who cares?
We're past that point. They should have been. You're right. The Cleveland police.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're doing it in a really weird way. You're kind of defending what he's doing. It's kind of sick.
I'm not defending what he's doing.
A little bit.
I'm not defending
a little bit by
all,
just saying that everybody was wrong. Everybody was wrong.
Yes, you know, she came at him first. Come on, Harry.
Yeah, why would you even bring that up? What does that matter?
What did you say? Why does that matter?
If the girl said something to him, so he could just hit her.
Not so much what he said, but from what I saw, I thought she was the one that started the whole thing. Now, if that was a guy and he beat him
it's
up,
not,
would
though.
That be any different?
But it's Harry, not a guy. It wasn't a guy.
It's not a guy. It was a girl. It was a girl.
It's pretty plain and simple, yeah. Harry. He pushed a woman down and kicked her.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all I need to know here. I don't care what
cut.
She said to him.
No.
I don't care what nasty names she called him.
Yeah.
The people who try to make excuses.
Yeah.
For domestic abusers, boggle my mind.
We used to get this with the
Ray Rice stuff
all the time.
You don't know what she could have had a gun. You don't know what she said. She could have pushed him. She might have hit him. And then the video came out, and you still don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And if you want to call it a double standard, it is. Fine. If Kareem Hunt fought a guy in the hallway, I wouldn't care. Honestly, I wouldn't care. Fight, you know, kick each other's ass. I don't care. As soon as you involve a woman into it, it is different. I don't care. It's different.
It is amazing to me. Every time this topic comes up,
yeah.
we get people like Harry who say, well, you know, she might have done something.
Yeah, take a look at both sides. Like, don't, we don't need to.
Ben's in New Hampshire. Hey, Ben.
Yeah, you know, we got to remember, guys, is that this is the NFL, and the owners run this league. So, Goodell is a puppet, so to say, and these guys need as much publicity as possible. They need viewers. They need
tickets. No, they don't. No, they don't. They're doing just fine, thank you.
Wait, do you think they want people talking about this? Wouldn't they want to end this as quickly as possible?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's the only thing I can think of, the reason why they would let him back in or why he wouldn't be out, you know, indefinitely.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. I thought you meant... like why they're delaying the process. Because if anything, you'd want to kind of do this like leading up to the Super Bowl and then like make the announcement and kind of just like, or maybe not the Super Bowl week, but I'm saying like kind of bury it at some day and be like, all right, Kareem Hunt's 6-game suspension and we're moving on. I think the more we're talking right. about this, the more we go back to the video, the more we do all that stuff. And that is certainly not a good look for the league.
The other thing I don't understand either is, he was suspended indefinitely. How is it all of a sudden he's able to, you know, be reinstated or
well, the problem is he and it's a technical term here, Ben.
Yeah.
The problem is he hasn't been suspended. He was released by the Kansas City Chiefs, and then he was placed on the commissioner's exempt list, which apparently doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah, so there's
because
no, like,
the Cleveland Browns can go sign him to a contract anyway.
And there's no like
theoretically, could the Browns have signed him for the last month of the regular season?
I think they could have signed him, but he couldn't have played. When he was on that list, he couldn't have played. And maybe that's why he's saying, you know, it's suspended indefinitely, because they didn't know. They didn't know what to do. So he wasn't going to play, but I don't think he gets, like, time served either. So if he gets a 6-game suspension, I don't think you go back to the last games of the Chiefs because he wasn't on the team. But, yeah, apparently he's available to – because remember, he was on waivers. Didn't
right.
that happen? Like, because they cut him. So
you have
waivers,
to put him on waivers,
but
right.
Nobody claimed him. And then now, you know, the Cleveland Browns sweep in there yesterday and sign him, and we'll see what – see how many games he has to sit out this year.
Sean's on the cell phone. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you doing? Just a quick point on this. So I totally agree with you. But as far as the police thing goes, I mean, if they couldn't arrest them, they couldn't arrest them. You know, I don't see the big
I'm not
deal
sure
there.
They tried very hard, to be honest
yeah,
with
they
you.
Yeah, they did not do a great job.
I mean, the Cleveland police completely screwed this up. It wasn't even Cleveland, was it?
I thought it was.
I disagree with that. So if it's not a domestic thing, which it wasn't, it was just him fighting a woman, and I don't...
Well, no. It is still assault.
Yeah, but it's not arrestable in most states.
Wait a minute. It's not arrestable. So if you walk up to me and push me down and kick me, it's not arrestable?
That it has to be in the presence of the police. So a video
well, wait a minute. What if you have the videotape, which they didn't try to find, by the way?
It's a criminal complaint. So you'd be brought in front of a judge the way that he is. So in due process. Because it wasn't his girlfriend, like everybody was trying to make it out to be. And again, I don't think he should be playing in the league. It's just I think that it's definitely an interesting fact that they let him sign with a team.
Yeah, and I wonder what the NFL thinks. I wonder if somebody in the NFL office called John Dorsey and said, "What are you doing? I mean, come on. And technically, we can't stop you from doing this, but how does this look? We haven't even announced anything yet. We haven't even said what went on."
It actually is. I didn't even think of this. That incident did take place in Cleveland, and that's where he's signing.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it was.
But there was the whole thing about the Cleveland police screwed it up from stem to stern.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, definitely they did.
They made no attempt to find out what happened. In fact, that was one of the big storylines here was she was trying to tell people what happened. It is,
But it is just amazing how the NFL has handled it. It seems like nothing has changed because they looked so bad during the Ray Rice incident because before they got the video, you had the details, but apparently people don't see the video and they feel like it never happened. Because you remember initially Ray Rice was suspended two games. There was a two-game suspension for Ray Rice. And then the video came out and they're like, oh boy, then they kind of panicked.
What have we done?
Then they lost their minds and they still don't seem to have this thing under wraps. Like there, because unfortunately, there's going to be another Kareem Hunt, whether it's this year, next year, the year after that. There's going to be another one of these stories that comes up, and it doesn't seem like they have anything really in place to figure it out.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Kiefer Madness coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'll be shocked if it doesn't involve poop, because it usually does.
Maybe.
Coming up at 12:30. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WE.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
EI.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Yeah. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. I just pulled up the TMZ video again just to make sure I remembered it correctly. So he has gone around a corner. I don't know if it was towards the elevators, but I don't. He was around
the
corner.
Down the hallway.
He comes back around the corner where this young lady was standing. He comes back out around, starts talking, you know, not very kindly. She takes a step forward, and now a guy, some other guy, kind of steps between them. He can obviously see what's coming, and he's trying to say, "All right, come on, Kareem, let's go."
Yeah.
He pushes this guy out of the way. shoves this woman down, and then aggressively steps towards her again, and later on in the video, he kicks her. This whole idea that, you know, well, she started it.
Well, because some
of
the reports,
gone. He was no, around the corner.
But some of the reports that came out after the fact did suggest that she may have said some terrible things, and that's true. And I'm not saying she's a great person. I don't know how all that worked out. If she said some awful things, still doesn't give him the right to do what he did. You can't do it. And I also, I remember watching that video for the first time, thinking if there weren't other people there to separate him, who knows what he's going to do. The way he was going after her, if that guy didn't stand in the way a couple of times and even kind of pull him off after he did the kick at the end when she was on the ground, I mean, who the hell knows what that video could have looked like?
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dennis is in Springfield. Hey, Dennis.
Dennis!
How you doing?
What's up, man?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't worry. Y'all have all the evidence of this guy kicking her, pushing. And Colin Kaepernick hasn't done anything as much as those guys has done and have not had a shot in the NFL yet. But this guy gets on the team less than a damn month later, and then everything is okay.
I think it looks bad for the NFL. And
crazy.
When you look at some of the guys that teams were reaching out for to play quarterback last year in the NFL, I mean, the Redskins were literally eight deep on the depth chart, weren't they, at one point?
They went to the AAF and got Josh Johnson.
And Colin
Kaepernick. Do we know 100% that he wants to play? Do we know that?
He says he does.
Would he take veteran minimum? Would he take certain things?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think if he wants to be in the league, I think he should be in the league. There's no doubt. I don't think there are 64 quarterbacks in the world better than him.
Boy, we saw some last year that he could not have been worse than some of the guys we saw last year.
But Kareem Hunt right now is a better football player than Colin Kaepernick is.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's I'm not surprised that he's on a team.
I'm not
surprised that he's on a team.
But I can see where, you know, there are people who are really upset when they consider the fact that Colin Kaepernick literally can't get a phone call.
Right.
When, you know, some of these AAF quarterbacks are getting calls from teams. And Kareem Hunt gets signed before he's off the commissioner's exempt list.
Well, it's classic NFL when you look at what is really important to them and what isn't. I mean, you think about it, Dale, and we've made these jokes all the time, but you know, they think that deflated footballs are a bigger issue than domestic violence, or they think that taking a knee prior to a game is much more significant than child abuse or domestic. I mean, it's insane, but it's consistent. They've been doing this for a while now, and what Kareem Hunt, it really shouldn't have been that big of a surprise because of the player he is. Now, if he was a third string running back and this happened, teams could say, "See, we're not taking him. Look at us.
We're taking the hard stand."
But when a player is that good, somebody's gonna say, "Well, you know what? Like we believe in second chances, even though the punishment hasn't even been given out. We'll take him and then see what happens from there."
John's in Rhode Island. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Dale, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to clear a couple things up. And I was gonna call way back when this whole thing first started, but you keep using the term domestic abuse for this Kareem Hunt situation.
Yeah.
Do you know what domestic abuse is?
I understand. You're right. They did not have a relationship. Fine. I mean, that doesn't make it any better to me.
No. It's just a.
You're right. It is an ill-advised turn of the phrase by me.
Yeah, that's all. And the other thing, you know, I was listening to you just talk about how you just went over the TMZ video.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it in a while, but when it first did happen. You know, you mentioned a few things when you just called, but you left out I counted either seven or nine times that she walked away and came back.
What's your point?
My point is that
she deserved to get shoved down and kicked?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, you know what? No, but, and you also used the term young lady when you spoke about her.
I don't know her age. I mean, I'm seeing her from behind.
We got the semantics police.
You know what, Dale? Age doesn't define a young lady. Age, a lady is defined by behavior.
Oh, right. John,
come
you're,
on.
You're
John,
an idiot.
Really?
You're an idiot. How's that sound?
Listen,
you sound like an idiot.
Listen. That's fine.
I'm listening.
You want to say I sound like an idiot?
You sound like an idiot. Okay? I don't know you, but you sound like an idiot.
All right, well, I think, fine. I don't think you're an idiot, but, you know, whatever. So let me talk.
I don't care.
That's all I have. So, you know, the term young lady, you throw it around like every woman
right.
is... Oh,
are you kidding me? Go to something else! So he wanted to... Oh, forget it. I mean, it's these conversations that bring everybody out of the woodwork, Dale. That's one thing I have learned.
It's not a young lady.
That's an old lady.
Yeah, you never met her. She could be just an old lady.
You're like, what? Excuse me, sir? So, okay, the woman involved. Say woman. Don't say domestic abuse. Just say assault and say woman. How drastically does that change the conversation? I don't think it does at all.
The other part of the video that I'm looking at, and there was I don't know any other term to use. There was another woman with the woman who got pushed down and kicked.
There was a female.
There was another woman.
A female.
She had her cell phone out.
Oh.
And was videoing what happened.
And then that got taken away.
And one of the guys in Kareem Hunt's group ran over, snatched it out of her hands, and took off with it.
Yeah.
Gee, I'm going to guess that maybe he was concerned what that video was going to show, huh?
Maybe, yeah. They probably could have blackmailed him with that video. I wonder what she was going to do with it. I don't know if she was going to take it to the police or she was going to ask for something. I don't know. But it just... So don't ever say young lady again. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you call her a young lady?
Mike's in Rhode Island. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good.
How are you?
Good, good, good. Best show on the station.
Thank you.
The thing that, I don't know if somebody said this, the thing that bothers me about the Kareem Hunt thing is the Kansas City Chiefs, by pressure, have to cut him, and he's a great player. And then time goes by, and then another team gets to pick him up. Why isn't there some kind of probationary period, or the team that picks him up has to give a pick back to the team that lost him?
So I think the main part, Mike, what it sounded like to me at the time is the main reason why they cut him was because he lied to them. So it had more to do with that than the actual incident
like
in the hallway.
Didn't care what he did.
Yeah, like I think they would have maybe gone through it with him, but they felt like they couldn't trust him. So they didn't have to cut him, but I think part of it was some good PR, and then part of it was, well, he lied to us. We don't know if we can trust this guy anymore. But so you think...
No, I understand.
Yeah.
With his case in particular, yeah, but... It always seems that the team has to cut somebody because of some issue.
Right.
And then another team just gets to pick up this great player, and they don't have to. They take a little PR hit.
Yes.
And then they get a great player.
Theoretically, when he was placed on waivers by the Chiefs, the Browns could have claimed him on waivers.
Yeah, anybody could have claimed him.
Any team, true. Any team could have.
Right,
I mean,
so there was, that was in place where that you know, every team, because he didn't get claimed, every single team had an opportunity.
I wonder what changed for the Browns between then and now. John Dorsey knew him then. I mean, he drafted him with the Chiefs. He was involved in...
Now, I don't know all the how it works with the waivers and everything else, but I wonder if there's just salary cap-wise or contract-wise, if there's an advantage to waiting till afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, he doesn't have a contract. You can sign him for whatever you want.
But also, it's one of those things where it's so... When it happens right after that, the backlash that your franchise would get, like we all just were watching the video nonstop.
Right.
Like the Chiefs just cut him, and then you swoop in there and claim him, and you probably weren't going to be able to play him anyway for the rest of that season. So now you kind of deal with it in the off season, you know, and then, you know, something else is going to pop up. You're going to find out probably before the start of the year, maybe even before the start of preseason, just how long he's going to be out. So it's probably a little bit easier. I would think to sell to your fan base now than while you're still competing week to week.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Kiefer Madness coming up at the bottom of the hour. We get right back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!